We've been talking about, I just got word about this last night. Francis Howell School District is having an audit tonight. And I got to be honest with you, I'm a little ignorant to it. I know it's on Prop S, the Prop S debacle that's happening out there. And we're joined right now by a gentleman who can really help us understand this. Randy Cook is on line one with us. Randy, first of all, good morning this morning. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Hey, thanks for calling in. By the way, I hear nothing but great things about you. I know that you're running for Board of Education as well. So, man, you know, love what you're doing. I'm hearing your name in the community. So just so you know, there's a lot of good support, Randy, for you out there. So tell us, what the heck is going on? What's happening in Francis Howell School District today?
So last month, the Board of Education asked for an audit of the Prop S financials.
Mm-hmm.
After they approved the high school project that many in the community are aware of, that was 91% over the original budget,
right,
which was about $78 million. So this month, the district has responded to that audit request with a memo that recommends, instead of doing an audit, we just have our project manager continue to give monthly updates about the project, basically business as usual.
Okay.
And, luckily, as you point out, some in the community have already found out that this is not going to work. I'll be speaking to it tonight.
Good.
And there's a need for an audit there.
So Randy, I mean, surely I'm not understanding this properly. Like, is it kind of one of those, don't worry about it, nothing to see here, everything's under control, we got this, don't worry about how we're spending your money? Is it kind of one of those deals? I mean, if we're 90% over budget, I mean, isn't that a concern? I mean, I'm a taxpayer in this district. Shouldn't I know where my funding is going and what it's going towards? Or do I not have that authority as a taxpayer? Do I not have that?
Oh, you have it. As for why they are recommending what they're recommending, we'll hear what they have to say tonight. But I hope the board does not approve this as is. They need a real audit.
So,
for instance, I've gone through some of the spending here, and just since the weekend, I took some screenshots of their budgets, and in one instance, the money spent since the weekend and now on one particular project has gone down. So you tell me how a project that's in the process can now have less money spent than it had over the weekend.
Yeah, that doesn't make any
typically
sense.
Typically, as a project goes forward, the cost spending goes up.
Yeah, you're totally right.
So we need an audit there. There's issues.
No, there's definitely some issues there. And you know, and that's, I think, Randy, I think that's one of the concerns that we, the parents, have, I think, across the country, is the lack of transparency that's out there with the supposed leaderships of our communities and our school boards and school districts and et cetera. I mean, it's pretty crazy what's happening. I mean, we really do need to get a real audit. Let me ask you this. How do we get a real audit? I mean, how do we really get a true, deep, real audit to show, you know, taxpayers, you know, statewide, like, where their money's going? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there's a few ways. The we can petition for a state audit. The Board of Education can vote to have an audit done. And that, you know, state audit or a paid, you know, or I should say a full-blown forensic audit, you know, within a private firm. So there's a few different roads to take there. I think at this point I'd be happy with any of the above.
Right, so. Right. Man, that's crazy. I mean, let me ask you this. I mean, we only have a couple of minutes left in this segment, but what are your major concerns? I mean, obviously you're concerned enough to throw your hat in the ring for Board of Education. So what are the concerns that you've got as a community member with where we are at now with our education system and things like this?
Well, the financials are a big part of it. There's as you pointed out, there's transparency problems, and to be sure, government can always be more transparent. I think that's going to be a concern,
right,
you know, to the end of our days. But I think in this case, Francis Howell has a special need to turn over just a little bit more information about some of this spending, especially since it's such a large bond issue with Prop S of being $244 million.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
Beyond the financials.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that is a big deal. That's not pocket change. I mean, that's some serious, serious money. And the fact that if the community, there's got to be some type of a checks and balance system. If the community at large, Randy, is saying, hey, we want a full-blown audit, I mean, if we the people are asking for that, why would the Board of Education not grant that? I mean, why would they not? There's got to be some mechanism that allows that to happen, correct or no?
There is, and I'm hopeful that that even this board will see through this tonight and vote against this recommendation to just kind of skip the audit and continue business as usual. So,
Randy, tell everybody where and when is the meeting tonight. I want everybody to tune in and show up, and people need to check this out. Where do they need to be?
It's at 6:30 tonight out in Weldon Spring. It's off of Westwood Industrial Trail.
Yep.
The information's on the Francis House School District website. But, 6:30 tonight. You can show up and help support us and let the board know that we're paying attention.
Well, Randy, I appreciate you for calling in, and we thank you for standing up for the people and for the kids in our community. We really do appreciate that. We need more good Americans like you that are doing these things, and we'll be paying attention tonight on what's happening. And if you would please, I mean, if there's some updates tomorrow that you can give us and let us know what's happened, we'd really appreciate that. I mean, we're all about getting the information out, rallying the troops, and letting, you know, we the parents know what's going on. So, Randy, thank you so much. I appreciate you more than you know,
sure.
My friend. Thanks. Have a blessed day.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck tonight.
Have a good one.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. Man, there's so much going on. This is crazy what's happening in the world right now. We got to stay on top of all this stuff. Speaking of what we got to stay on top of, breaking news, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, listen to this. They just now said their top story is with hundreds of workers out because they didn't put this in there, but because we fired them is what they should say. St. Louis area hospitals